So let's go to, is this Yuri?
No, Bob, it's
you,
Kevin.
Yuri? Oh, yeah, okay, Kevin, go ahead. What do you want to ask?
Hey, Ian, might as well talk about my sex life.
Sounds like a winner to us.
A few months ago, you said I should go out and engage. And I pretty much have. My thing is...
And?
Well, whenever I have sex, I'm not orgasming, like, during sex.
Ew, you do it later.
Yeah.
You wait till the next Tuesday to go for it, huh?
I guess. So, well, is there a reason I'm not allowing myself to do that?
Well, that's the problem. See, we say you're not in coitus without completion.
Where do I go from here, then?
You're saving yourself. You're saving yourself up for something. From a monogamous situation.
No, Bob, he's going at it. He's just not getting anywhere.
Yeah, he can't release himself because it's not significant. He's waiting for a significant bride or other entity before he lets himself go. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, it could be.
But he's not saying he's not getting his dick wet. He's saying he's just not finishing.
That's what I'm saying. He's not finishing because he's not allowing himself
saving,
to.
Well, that's not saving anything. That's engaging. That's tearing it up and not putting anything in the ground.
Yeah, but he doesn't get to complete it because he's not going to complete with some strange something he just met for a one-time thing.
They're all strange.
Yes, but he thinks that there's something special he's waiting for, right, Kevin?
The thoughts crossed my mind.
Yeah. You're in particular about the point it makes. Quote Beefheart.
With a side of wavy gravy.
No, wavy gravy never hung out with Beefheart. That's neat.
No, with
two
a
players
side of wavy gravy.
Yeah, after the wavy's been eaten, that'd be San Francisco consumed by Los Angeles.
Is there something non-physical wants me to do about this, Ion?
Are you constantly deciding not to orgasm, or are you just holding back and waking?
I don't really put much thought into it, to be honest. So what happens then, Ion?
Not very logical, is it?
You don't put much thought into it. Well, you're thinking about it now. Kevin, you're sounding rather dull. What's the problem here?
I don't know where to go with the questioning. Is there any solution to this, Ion?
Yes, contrast. You have no trouble achieving an erection, do you?
No.
You have no trouble sustaining an erection, do you?
No.
So describe the issue of non-finishing.
So you're saying there's not enough contrast?
Your question to answer.
Well, I use condoms, so there's that issue.
That's an
being
issue
desensitized.
Right, okay. Okay, yeah.
A concern, anyway. Maybe not an issue. So is there something I'm not thinking about this issue, Ion?
Well, if the biology's working, there should be no reason to forfeit completion.
I totally agree.
And?
I'm just wondering why it's not going on then. Is there a reason that's not happening?
Well, it's your choice, your direction. If everything functions, then you would. You do ejaculate later, do you not?
Yeah.
And specifically, the pleasure centers that are enacted, are they not the same?
You're going to have to say that again. I didn't understand.
Are the pleasure enacting not the same?
I think they are the same, if I'm hearing you correctly.
So, are you trying to tell the whole wide world that you're actually a closeted autosexual?
Apparently.
Well, I guess then the Supreme Court will have to rule you should be able to marry yourself then, eh?
Yeah, that sounds like a good tax write-off.
It's a great relationship. You know, who would you rather sleep with more than yourself?
Well, I'd like to expand myself and maybe enjoy coitus with another.
Well, precisely, and that's the whole point. You should find someone that can make you come to a position where it's more workable for you.
I see. Okay.
And Bob's saying if you get the right one, you can't help it. But it's even that from that side. If you're just trying to be glib in a cliched archetype of some sort, then that's one thing. But if you're physically not getting your rocks right, then that's achieved through contrast. Contrast is what makes that all work.
Off in the other directions, will quantum computing be able to map all the portals?
In our cloud, it already does.
In your cloud. Will little man ever be able to map the portals with quantum computing?
We wouldn't ask them because they wouldn't know the answer if we asked them.
Is there a certain cell phone service I should be using? I've been having a lot of contrasts in going through portals and not being able to use my phone. And it's just a hassle. I thought maybe something else would be able to help my phone service.
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile, all right.
Kevin, you are experiencing portal traveling. You know you are.
Yeah,
And it's affecting your phone.
It does. It just shuts down or freezes or service lost, all that fun stuff.
So did I just give you an answer?
Yeah. You said T-Mobile. I think T-Mobile is moving into the Wi-Fi telephone service. I believe you talked about that many months ago.
Okay, what's another topic?
Ion, is Kuan Yin an elder of China?
No.
Who's Kuan Yin?
Supposed to be like this old ascended master of China. There's this myth of her rising out of the ocean and guarding the people of China. She's kind of like the Virgin Mary for Chinese people.
And B. Arthur.
So she's not an elder, though.
Well, elders have a particular meaning in the Bible. Why would you relate it to someone in China?
There was a discussion a few months ago about the elders living in China on a mountain or something. I believe I
have we discussed
up.
The elders in China, Ion?
All the time.
Ion, I'd like to expand my learning and...
If you want to expand your learning, but you want to get more stupid?
Not that I know of.
If you expand your learning, then you've got to know less to expand it. But if you know more, you don't have to expand it. You'd already know. So maybe you want to clear up what it is you're desiring to maybe make it more beneficial for what you're actually trying to achieve. Yes?
My main question is if I should be learning some of these programming languages that have been coming to mind lately.
If they've been coming to mind lately, then if you have to ask this, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd really be the fastest path to my joy.
Has it affected your orgasms?
Not that I know of. Not yet, anyway. Ion, is the angel diagram used to triangulate? Is it possible to use the angel diagram to triangulate?
It does.
Does the fourth and fifth ring of the angel diagram move in a three-dimensional manner?
All of them have 14 degrees of freedom.
Has anyone ever animated that?
We didn't say that it would open like a lotus flower.
Open like a lotus flower. Okay.
We didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
No, we did not say that in animated holographic form it opens like into a blooming lotus flower. We didn't say that.
Awesome. I think I'm done for now.
Yum.
Thanks, Ion. Appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. You got some questions, Chad?
Hey, Bob. Hi, Ion.
Hey, how you doing?
It's number one.
First of all, happy birthday to JW. And next, I was wondering, Ion, if you could explain what I can expect after reading The Conjure of Sacrifice. I've already done it out loud many times. It seems like it's like opening a plug or something.
It erases a barrier.
Is there a name for that barrier?
Chains.
Can you describe those chains? Is that something in the body?
That binds you to this realm.
If I'm no longer bound to this realm, can you describe the next realm or realmlessness that comes after that?
Anytime, Lord.
Does that mean time on earth shall be no more?
Anytime, Lord. These chains break me. These chains take me. Anytime, Lord.
Does that mean by breaking the chains, I go to any time or no time?
And the answer superfluously would be yes.
Does that usher in time on earth will be no more for me?
Yes, for you it will certainly.
Hey, Chad, what's the title you were reading?
Remember The Conjure of Sacrifice, Bob? Remember that? That verse from the movie The Skeleton Key?
Yeah. That's what you've been saying.
Yeah, because I kept bringing up Conjure of Sacrifice. I asked, is that something to be read out loud with intention? And Ion said, yeah, back then. So I've done it, and I feel something shifting, and now I'm asking Ion for details of what to expect.
See, that's why he's number one, Bob.
So
what,
into the
he's asking?
Ion said, but Bob, Ion said time on earth shall be no more for me because I've done that. So it sounds like not necessarily, it's not across the board. It's maybe for whoever does that.
Well, we didn't tell the whole wide world, number one. We told you.
Actually, I remember when Ion said it, they did say for me to read it out loud. That meant that was for me.
Dude,
that's the thing. Ion is always consistent. It doesn't matter when it's said. Ion is just dead on exactly what they say.
Well, and see, you don't have any ejaculation problems either. Isn't that cool?
Well, that might have something to do with my partner, though. Thank you. I'm quite content with my new partner, Ion.
We're glad.
Yeah, the previous caller, maybe go out and find yourself an Ionette. And then you won't have,
we don't have
ejaculation.
We don't have to. Yes, that's right. We don't have to play Patsy Cline anymore, do we?
I get you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, next subject. No, I'll move on to the time. It's to keep moving on the time on earth shall be no more. Am I delving into the realm of things I should keep to myself, Ion, and not talk about on the radio regarding the time on earth? Okay, I'll take the silence as acceptance of that.
We can become the great expunger if it's necessary. You're free to move about the cabin, number one.
I'm interested in the dynamic of, in my reality, with time on earth shall be no more. Like, I'm investing in capital markets and things like that. And, you know, there's a daily open, daily close. I'm wondering how that's going to affect my investing patterns and strategies if there's no more time. Like, if those days don't come into play, do I just strictly have to stick to the formula now? I'm in the grid and live strictly by that?
Janet Yellen is having the same conversation lately.
So is that part of the dilemma that she's facing? Is it, what will I do now that there's no more time? And if interest rates are based on time,
time value PE ratios are calculated on experience within a strike. With outside the strike, there is no quantitative increase or decrease, is there?
Strike prices in regarding options?
Yes. Everything is an option, right. Isn't it?
That's true. Okay. So, yeah, those contracts are all based on time. That poses a huge problem. So
element. They're all based on elements.
What's based on element?
The strike price is based on the elemental key of, is there a market to hold this predetermined mark?
Give an example of an element. Are you talking about, like, corn and oil?
Southern Company.
Southern Company's running into some issues, though, with their reactors. They're delayed, and their relationship with the regulators is starting to slip. Yeah, I know you've been recommending Southern Company. Is there reason enough to ignore the current conditions that they're struggling with and make it a long-term hold?
Is it an up or a down?
It depends on the horizon.
The current threshold of a year, is it up or down?
From looking backwards, it's up over 12 months ago.
And today it is?
Today it's at 45.53. Well, post-market 45.50. It's up from the previous close. Still moving up. It's interesting because it seems to be pretty stable compared to a lot of the other companies right now that are getting either big boosts or getting hammered during earnings season. And if you look back since 2010, it's on a steady incline, and it's definitely above what it was a year ago, yes. So, Ion, are you telling me to go with that slope of where was it a year ago compared to now and ride that slope?
No, we're saying in this particular window, the pattern applies.
Are you speaking forward-looking, though, or are you just telling me to look back?
16 times earnings, A.
Yeah, 16 times earnings, which is it's decent.
Does it pay a dividend?
Yeah, the dividend stock. Was it paying 50-something cents a share, 54-cent dividend? It sounds like, in like Warren Buffett terms, that this would be a good company.
Well, we won't argue with Harold or Warren.
Yeah, last time we spoke, Ion, you mentioned that Warren Buffett doesn't use the value investing strategy as much anymore, the Benjamin Graham kind of strategy. Is there a new type of strategy Buffett uses?
Ours.
Does that have to do with what you've shown me to do on paper?
How very esoteric of you.
Esoteric, but on the practical level, I'd like to know, if I'm being too esoteric, on a practical level, is Buffett using a similar approach as what you've instructed me to do?
Four traditional operating systems.
Four? F-O-U-R?
Do.
Four traditional operating systems. Okay, traditional operating systems, DOS, Windows, Unix. You want me to name those? Does that have something to do with Warren Buffett's investment strategy?
That gets you an answer to the question, are you still beating your wife?
No, we don't like those questions.
Well, yeah, we can answer them, but then at the end of the day, it's like you're either going to admit that you were beating your wife or you're going to acknowledge that you ceased doing it. So either way,
right.
Quid pro quo, Clarice.
Okay, so if we look forward into late September, October, and we look at the S&P 500, which I'm holding, am I in for a wild ride?
Arthur Beakey says no.
Someone advised me recently to start investing in the U.S. dollar at $1.30, like the $1.30 Canadian to $1 U.S. dollar right now is low compared to where it's going to be because all of the investment banks now are hoarding U.S. dollars. Is there accuracy to that statement, Ion?
Yes, there is, but that's strictly based on Bob's frivolity. Bob could change that in 1 second.
This person also told me that the U.S. dollar is the new reserve instrument. So are you saying that with Bob at the helm?
Until it's pegged to a dollar. As long as he's selling RMA drops to the dollar, it will become the currency of kings.
Ah, so what if Bob started accepting barrels of oil for RMA drops?
Or Lappert's ice cream. You're in trouble.
Really? They don't have any branch locations in North America, mainland?
They have one close to this house.
So we got to keep an eye on Bob if we want to know where the market's going?
No, we just answered your question. You asked a question and we answered it. That's what.
Right, but I mean, like, people are running to safety, hoarding cash because they're expecting, even if some market goes down or some securities go down, they can jump in and buy them at a discount.
How very vulgar, isn't it?
What, holding cash?
Running around chasing little things to make little things, make little piles of money, and little money checks that you can't reach and can't have and can't get to pile up into something you can lose to make your gross national product something that's less. That's why your RMA drops are almost cost prohibitive in Australia even today.
Is that something to do with the value of the Australian dollar?
No, it has to do with the value of the RMA drops.
Is the cost prohibitiveness due to the shipping costs?
No, the exchange rate.
That's what I asked, if it has to do with the Australian dollar relative to the U.S. dollar.
And the answer is no, it has nothing to do with the Australian dollar. It has everything to do with the U.S. dollar.
The Australians are, most of them are holding Australian dollars, so it does have to do with the exchange rate between Australian and U.S., or am I missing something?
There is no beta, so you cannot know.
Beta is in stock analysis terms? Like the volatility?
Do.
You're saying there's no beta in foreign exchange rates? Is that what you mean?
That's not what we said. What did we say specifically? You asked specifically regarding the Australian dollar.
I was asking if there was some weakness in their dollar relative to the U.S. dollar that made RMA drops cost prohibitive.
And we said there is no
beta
to verify your statement.
Well, I'd have to look into that a little bit further to dig into
Mr. Corso.
Corso refers to the Ninth Gate movie. How do you spell Arthur Beatty?
B-E-A-T-T-I-E. Arthur P. Beatty.
He's the CFO of Southern Company, the chief financial officer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but of course, yeah. Everybody knows that.
What about Thomas Fanning, Ion? Do you like Thomas Fanning?
Well, he's the brightest 58-year-old you'll ever bump into.
Who's he, Chad?
He's the CEO of Southern Company. I saw him talking. He was being interviewed on Bloomberg or something like that. And that was my first impression, that he has a really solid grasp of all the different macroeconomic dynamics that could affect the company, as well as the actual running of an enterprise. He did seem like a really smart CEO.
With a little help from his friends.
With a little help from his friends, like you, Ion?
He didn't say.
Anyway, Bob, it's Tom, T-O-M, Fanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G. So Southern Company is doing a lot with nuclear down in the southern state.
Not so much. It's not that way.
But they're building a, what's that thing called, a Tremble nuclear reactor or something?
Let's see, how do we say it this way? Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, so has Bob put a stop to the development of their nuclear plant?
No, you heard it here first, sports fans.
Heard what? You said no. Ion, if their reactor's not going to be finished, that's not going to be very good for their company.
Well, then, you say you don't like us, so then shut up or kill us.
I said I don't like you? I never said that.
No, we were quoting Perfect Imperfection, Kevin Gates.
And you are using that example to refer to Southern Company or Ion?
Okay, let's play dots. Do you remember how to play dots? Do you remember you invented dots? Remember how to play dots? You want to play dots? Shall we play dots?
Yeah. Play dots.
Dots. You start with a dot. You have a connecting dot. Then you go to the one, then you go to number two, and you go all the way through the whole thing. And the next thing you know, you make a little rabbit, and it's in a hat, jumps out, if you're able to connect the dots.
Right. I can connect some of the dots, sure.
Okay. Let's play connect dots. Your dot. Let's connect your dots. You sit here and you say that Southern Company, if they have trouble, they say they're having trouble with their nuclear reactor. If their reactor goes a little funny, that'll hurt them, and they've got some exposure. They can't afford the exposure because the EPA, oh, Dr. Dean's friend, EPA, FDA, BCD, BACC, whatever, NCL, ABDB, something. If they get unhappy, then that would have a negative effect of an effect.
Yep.
To the beloved Southern Company. But if indeed they are not building all that that is, or building something very different, it becomes quite the antagonist for a protagonistic realm, would it not? So, if there was a backup one, as in your little movie where she falls through the tube, then you could first contact, find out something, could you do?
First contact? You're saying a movie, the movie First Contact, or you're mentioning a different movie for the girl?
Jodie Foster.
So you're saying that there could be a backup reactor or other energy-generating entity? So it could be, this could be a smokescreen or red herring, this nuclear, the nuclear plant delay, possibly. But we're playing connected dots, so you're probably not going to answer.
Contact.
Oh my.
Contact.
As in alien contact?
The movie.
I haven't seen that movie. Not from, too familiar.
So that should be on your Netflix. Must see.
Okay.
Okay, because you can. Now, it was a failure. It didn't work out. It was bad. Death, destruction, carnage, blah, blah, blah. But after a little while, it worked out a little bit, you see. Later, it works out, you see.
Are you saying the movie works out?
Yes, it does.
And, Chad, are you playing darts, D-A-R-T-S? Is that what Ion's talking about?
D-O-T-S, Bob, dot.
Oh, D-O-T-S. Connecting the dots, or is that another meaning?
It is.
Connecting the dots.
We're trying to connect the dots, but it's a white-knuckle flight for us, too, right now.
It's we're doing a May-Brussels quadrant right now, connecting the dots.
So you didn't have any trouble having orgasms?
For the second time, no, I don't have trouble having orgasms. They just flow freely.
No, we know, and it's delicious, but other people, you're also extending your helping hand. You're helping others, too, see? There's benefit is getting your penis wet. It's a good thing. And then the contrast can bring you all the way up to the expulsion of the completion of the deliciousness. That's what we're trying to do for Southern Company as well. It should be orgasmic. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do.
Would you recommend, is there a next action you'd recommend for me so I can get a little bit more intimate about the future horizon for this company?
We would own it before it nuts, wouldn't we?
Would you recommend me liquidating my Groupon holdings in exchange for Southern Company?
It's lost too much, hasn't it?
Groupon, well, yeah, it's lost about 6% since I bought it.
How very sad.
So, trade it in for Southern Company. Don't wait for it to come back up. Is that the guidance?
We didn't necessarily say that.
I'll just go with my gut on that one. So back on the subject of coitus, I would like to know, like, forms of birth control that would be fun for ascending human creators.
Brad Keywell has some options that he's going to exercise that might cause a trouble, may cause trouble with the float.
For Southern Company?
Groupon, darling. That's what you're speaking of.
Oh, pay attention to that.
You
is there any point trading
sale with the SEC? I don't know why it shouldn't. You really don't need us to keep track of it, do you?
Don't need you to keep track of what?
Your portfolio holdings.
Well, it's nice to get some light shed on these things every now and then by you, Ion.
It's $4.43 a share, and you need a flashlight.
My opinion on Groupon is that it's undervalued because they're going to become the local marketplace, the Amazon of local shopping, and the world just hasn't caught up yet. So it's going to hold it for several years.
Well, then Andrew Mason should have been held a little closer, don't you think?
Andrew Mason should have been held closer, or he should have held Groupon closer?
He should have held it a little closer, don't you agree?
Yeah. Well, Andrew Mason was let go, right? He walks. Andrew Mason's not the CEO anymore.
We understand it should have been held closer, shouldn't he?
I don't think anybody there has got it right yet. I think they're waiting for a more entrepreneurial CEO to come in who's actually going to get out there and cheerlead the company a bit more. I think they're doing amazing stuff and nobody notices. They're not making enough noise. I don't know. It just feels to me like their previous CEOs were just tech nerds, like a lot of these companies, and they don't know how, they're not entrepreneurs. Their minds are too technical. But you say Andrew Mason not holding that stock is a sign, so...
Should have been held in higher regard.
Okay, I didn't think he was that great. That's good for now on the securities side of things.
Why don't
you
have it bought out and make them pay you your money? Would that be a hostile takeover? Would that work? We know a guy...
If I bought Groupon, the whole company?
Oh, no. Why would you buy a dead, sick, and dead, dying dog? It'll heal just faster than a skull. No, it's just, what if we send someone to buy Groupon in a hostile takeover? We know a guy. Then you can make your money checks back. That would be easy, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'd love them to be acquired or taken over. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so a gateway is in order.
Yes.
Okay.
Fabulous. Thanks, Ion.
Then don't sell it just yet.
I'll sit on that a little longer. And I'll cash in my piggy bank to get some Southern Company.
For God's sake, don't buy any more of that dog. Lord suffering cats.
So, Ion, when you were talking to Kate a while ago, you told her that when she has sex that she should zip it up because she's a powerful god. And we're confused because, like, if we're ascending people, thought ascending people don't have pregnancies or anything like that. So is there, like, should I just get a vasectomy?
No. There's no reason to change you.
Well, Well, I don't want to make kids or anything. That would fucking suck.
There's a bit of intention involved there, isn't there?
I don't know the dynamic of how that works. I guess everything requires intention to create, so, okay. Have no intention regarding it.
You could always become an autosexual. We hear they don't have much trouble. Even the most prolific ones don't seem to... Well, I don't know. They may have an asexual relationship where they divide and become something. Oh, wait. That may be like bipolar syndrome, man. It make them crazy by injection, huh?
Is there any form of birth control that's powerful enough to be a barrier for a god?
Can't ask that kind of that question. You won't get anywhere because the god would decide. It wouldn't matter. So if it had to ask that question, it wouldn't be a very good god. See how
okay.
that goes?
Right. So it's all about intention. That's what you're saying?
So get busy with it. Get busy with it. Knock the little man out of the boat. That's all you got to know.
No problem. Okay, my new training business that I'm launching, Ion, can you recommend the best way to get the first 10 customers lined up?
Take it away.
Remove it from them?
Separate them from it.
But they haven't been connected to it yet.
There's your trouble. There's your trouble. If you're asking how to get 10 customers and our answer is separate from them, your obvious answer is they haven't been connected to it yet. You don't have those 10 customers. So until you have those 10 customers, how do you make 10 customers to separate them?
Can I use my existing company's customers to connect it to them first and then take it away from them?
Run, escape.
Runscape. That doesn't compute. Runscape.
RUNESCAPE.
RuneScape. Oh, that's
Runscape.
Some, like, game or something.
Yeah, it sure is. It answers your question.
All right, I'll look into that. It's been a while since we spoke, Ion. Any other comments you have for me?
Maybe, yes.
What was that last item? You'll look into that. Was that still talking about your training courses?
Yeah, but Ion's directing me to this thing called, they call it RuneScape, but I thought it was called RuneScape. Like
R-U-N. RuneScape?
R-U-N-E. R-U-N-E? S-C-A-P-E. It's a massive online role-playing game. It's one of those, like, Second Life environment
things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you were mentioning, Ian, or are you saying something else? RuneScape or RuneScape?
We were trying to mimic the mountain troll so he could figure out what's wrong with his pathetic little business model.
Were you talking about RuneScape or RuneScape?
They're saying rune. She looked it up. She's hollering at you, Bob. Listen to what Dr. Dean says. We call it RuneScape because that's what they're actually doing. We're making a pun. It isn't very punny, apparently.
Did you say RuneScape?
Escape.
Escape. Okay, RuneScape. And so he's telling you, Chad, to look into RuneScape.
Yeah, if you rearrange the letters, if you change the
troll.
If you change, yeah, if you change the space between it, it becomes run, escape. Get it?
And the point was mountain troll.
Is that a character in Run Escape, Ion? Mountain troll?
It's around Trollheim.
Sounds like somewhere in Germany or something.
Well, when a troll stronghold.
Okay, right, Chad, we'll go to someone else. All right, that was good. All right, let's see who else.
I always check on Dead Dido.
Dead Dido.
Death's Plateau.
What'd you say? Dead Watto. The painter Watto. From
Death Plateau.
What's he referring to, Chad? Should I make note of this?
I'm not sure, but it sounds like it's the memes from this game called Trollscape, but it's RuneScape.
RuneScape. And,
yeah.
Ian, what are you saying? You want to spell it, Ian? You know, the saying like, A for Benjamin.
He, Chad, number one, said that we said Death Plateau. So we're going to go with
Plateau.
What Chad heard was said is Death Plateau.
Why are you saying Death Plateau?
It's what should be checked for his location.
Do you know what that is, Chad?
I've never seen the game, but my intuition is telling me that it's probably some place in the game, RuneScape. Death Plateau.
Okay. And RuneScape offers a game?
It's an online game with millions of players or something. Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the next point.
Ah, a Slayer game. All online Slayers. Nice.
Look at Humpty.
So now we're gonna
Humpty,
be,
you were right here, Humpty, and
Humpty.
Then you went away. Get
Humpty.
Your shit together, Humpty. Get in here. Sip it up.
Humpty. Come on, do the Humpty. Do the Humpty dance.
what is this? I mean, is it SIP again? So let's go to someone else. You know, Gene makes all that effort for you, and then nothing happens. It falls apart. Okay. Did you want to say something, Lynn?
Last June, I moved over to Boise, Idaho. That's where Trina lives. And I ended up moving back to the Willamette Valley at the end of March. Now, with everything that I'm asking you and what I asked before, am I to stay here in the Willamette Valley?
You're in the Willamette Valley, and you left the Willamette Valley, and now you're moving back to the Willamette Valley, and you want to live in blind, arid desert? Okay, that's good.
Well, I asked you in a previous call if I had informed you that I was moving back to the Willamette Valley, and you said that would be the best place for me.
Yep. Dry, arid desert. It's great. Go.
And that's the type of place I really wanted to live. I lived in Boise for, you know, shorter than a year, and it was too dry for me there. And not too dry, but I didn't particularly care for it. So then I come back here thinking, you know, I'd thrived when I was here before, and now I'm here, and it's getting dry like Boise, Idaho. And so I have some business things going on here, and I'm thinking, well, if it's going to be burning up and there's only cherry trees left, then I know. I shouldn't even be asking these questions, so I don't have any more questions.
And is it burning right now?
Well, there's a couple fires down south by the California border. I know. They're pretty much in control, though. But everything, I mean, you'd never know it to be Oregon. The grass is, like, burned up.
Burn, motherfucker. Let the motherfucker burn.
Why do we have to burn?
Why not? You need some carbon. You're not doing anything with it. Why don't make some good out of it?
What's going to be good out of it?
Carbon.
I understand. What's going to be so good about the carbon?
You'll see.
When will I see?
Oh, about right now.
Is it because it's going to be helpful for our C-122, H-197-098 ion?
Well, we'll have to check the Wikipedia and see what it says, but likely so, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing it, Lynn. Sorry.
No, as long as
okay.
You guys,
it's okay.
Every single day, I'm supporting, thanking you guys for gratitude.
It won't sting, but for a moment.
And I hold all high regards and with gratitude every day. I'm in the forest, and I say it out loud for to you guys. I know you can feel it. But I'm just looking around going, I feel like I'm in a... It feels like I'm in a portal.
It seems like in a time warp. A time warp.
A time what?
Warp.
Even driving up to Portland today, whatever, what's the time warp?
Warp. With a P. W-A-R-P. Warp.
What is a time warp?
Would someone be kind to look up a time warp for her? How do you know that the Willamette Valley is burning if you don't know what a time warp is?
Well, let me... I don't know.
Slippery, slippery with ion.
Yeah, no kidding. He's too brilliant. Well, I've heard of a time warp, but I just can't give you the definition. I'm going to Googler. The Googler.
Time warp is a hypothetical rather than fictitious change in the continuum of space-time, such as time dilation.
So the Willamette Valley is in a time warp?
No, darling, you are.
Why am I in a time warp?
Because of the Rocky Horror Picture Show in 1975.
Well, I was 11 years old. 11, that number keeps coming up every single hour.
Bam, there it is. Bam, there it is. Bam, there
freaking
it is.
Freaking A. I mean, I've had it for the last years, but the last week has been like, it's everywhere I turn.
It was last modified on July the 11th.
So the Rocky Mountain Horror Picture Show in 1975, I've been in a time warp since then?
Mostly, yes.
Why
do birds sing up in the sky?
I'll eat it. Yeah. I have to eat it now, Ion. You have to use a bowl. We only get one bowl.
Get ready. One bowl. A bowl. The bowl. The bowl. Tis the bowl. One bowl. The bowl can hold the soul. You know that, don't you? Remember.
Ion mentions the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I said that Lynn's 11 years old. That's why you're stuck on the number 11,
God.
Lynn, because you're
in
11.
I'm not the only one.
No, that's the what? It's you. The reason is for you.
It's also done in AMH.
Autodynamic. Well, something.
Are you there? Well, ask. Ask about it.
I don't know. I can't explain it. I look out and...
Well, just ask.
What is it?
Get going on it.
I feel like there's something happening and I can't pinpoint it.
Well, see, you just go, has it got something to do with my hypothalamus? You know, you just make up patterns.
Okay, it has something to do with my pineal gland.
I'm glad you have a pineal.
You glad I have a pineal?
Pina.
There's a lot of wine in the
You mean pineal?
Do I mean pineal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Come on.
I did what?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
Lynn, ask about... I didn't say pineal. I said hypothalamus. Use that word.
I've got to keep control.
Uh-oh.
I remember the time during those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling. Let's do the time warp again.
Am I the only one experiencing this time warp, or are there other people?
It's just a jump to the left.
It's what?
Then a step to the right.
Okay, Lynn.
Okay.
You're just going, what? It sounds like you're at a time warp.
What do I have to... I have to step to the right?
Yes. Yeah, you step to the right.
Pull your knees and pull your knees in real tight.
Okay, well, what is that going to accomplish?
Let's do the time warp again.
All right, Lynn, you figure out what it's going to accomplish.
It's so dreamy.
I'll move on to something else.
fantasy freedom.
We'll come back to you, Lynn. We'll come back to you.
You can see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well, secluded, I see all. With a bit of a mind slip, the end of the time slip, nothing can ever be the same. You'd be spaced out of sensation like you're under sedation. Let's do the time warp again.
Who did this song, Ian?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Google call 760. You have a question for Ian? What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin from Canvas. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Ian, how you doing, buddy?
We
don't get chatty.
No,
get to fucking work. Get to work there,
we're
Kevin.
We like the chatty. Yeah.
Well, hell yeah, you do. No, you know you know me. What the hell are you talking about?
We okay.
See, let's just see what the fuck.
Well, hell shit. What are you talking about? I know what's going on here. Come on, here. What about orange juice futures, Ian? What do you think about orange juice futures?
We like pork bellies. We like pork bellies better.
They might be okay. Yeah, they may be okay. What the about MH370?
Frozen orange juice concentrate. Next year's crop will not be so bright.
Well, so it'd be a good time to buy now, wouldn't it?
On the long.
Throw the ball long. I got you. What about this piece of that plane MH370? Did they discover that? What happened there?
The Chinese are, the people are so distraught and fretful about this actual Portland experience that what they're actually doing is they're scattering the parts around everywhere for people to find them so they can have closure.
Is that artifact artificial?
Well, you got to come to some conclusion. If you can't come to a conclusion, you'll never conclude, will you?
Let's see, why now? I mean, if you don't have a conclusion after 570 days, why have a conclusion?
Why? Well, because you asked for one.
Well, I really could give a shit.
Defecation is a position, isn't it?
For some, I guess they're just constipated forever.
But do you have trouble with orgasm? That's the next question.
Well, hell no, you know that.
Well, of course, so there you go. So once we get that out of line, and you're not a relative autosexual, now we're getting on to the next thing. We'll move into the next bodily parts, function parts. How about snot? Can you produce snot consistently when you need to?
It's not quite as often, but I can do it.
Good. Okay, how about growing earwax? Do you produce earwax?
Certainly.
Excellent. See, how about lint in the belly button? Do you ever find any lint in the belly button?
Very good.
So, these are just autonomic responses, see, aren't they?
Pretty much.
So what you're saying is that Plant Vocal would be autonomic if you were a Southern Company shareholder, wouldn't it?
Well, I would suggest that might be conducive, correct.
Well, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Well, now, do you have a moment of bias?
Maybe. We're too biased to care. That's a bias in itself, isn't it?
Do you have an idea who I am?
You know precisely who you are.
Well, then I guess it's kind of okay.
It's okay with us.
Well, I'm not real special, am I?
You are an extraordinarily raging separatist.
And why would you use such a word as separatist?
Because that's what you are best with. You would even pump yourself up to separate yourself even further from what you call the masses that you're sad that you can't engage to.
Well, actually, I kind of enjoy being myself. Is that okay with you?
Well, we're going to take the rough edges off, but yeah. Other than that, you're pretty good. It's going to be all right. We're going to make it better. You'll like it.
Should I be less Trump?
Trying to be more baby daddy.
I'm not quite sure how to put those terms together.
How odd.
Because I've never really had a daddy association.
That's the reason we suggested it. The
okay,
part is
here.
You're surprised. I guess no, the more accurate thing would you be taken aback. Yeah?
Well, you realize it's hard for me to do that.
Imagine that.
Well, it's not because it's difficult.
Stepping outside a boundary or a comfort level that you don't engage. Imagine that. Wait a minute. We've had that conversation before, haven't we?
Actually, this is kind of peculiar because I did ask you a question once before, which you remember.
Do?
I would like to know if that question that I asked you that happened that period of time ago has any association to do with who I am now.
If we say yes, then you're going to note a radical change. And if we say no, are you going to decide that the change hasn't occurred yet? See?
I already know the change has occurred, so I don't have a question about it, Leon.
Then you have to apply it. So are you applying it? We would say yes. And if we said yes, then that questions whether or not you were applying it before. You see, it's kind of a rub, rub, love, love, back and forth. So
well,
then, this
well,
one.
Okay, very good. But at that moment, in that equation, when that event took place that I referred to, when the red energy came, and you recall what the red energy was, correct?
Do.
You must realize how off guard I was caught by observing it and seeing it come upon me. Was that an uncommon event to take place?
No.
Well, then why was it such an elaborate, theatrical, goddamn event the way it appeared? Come on. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, well, I'm just asking you a little question, buddy, that's all.
Okay.
Why was it such a theatrical goddamn event? Do you recall what I'm referring to?
Yeah, we're going to put it in Bob's inbox.
Well, that's going to help some people, but good gravy. You know those old terms, good gravy, thunder, good gracious, and all that?
Gravy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm kind of from the good old boys' school. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, never mind.
Never mind. That's a good saying. We like never mind. Don't use your mind. We answer your question. It's not changed.
Well, it was just very peculiar for me. As many events as you've seen me observe and you've participated in my entire life, you must realize that many times I was in a quandary about what the fuck was going on.
Well, that's odd, because yet you're still proceeding right back into it, time and time and time again.
Well, doesn't the quandary change? Does it get better? See, don't you realize that if I'm in the ascension process, the quandary only escalates. It doesn't diminish. It could get
no.
some... yeah. simple.
No, it does not. Hold on one second. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, which one? There's a whole bunch of songs piled up here. Which one's for him?
I know. The most last one, the most recent one, the top of the list.
The Conjure?
The most,
Conjure?
The most last one.
The most last one.
We're talking about the last one, Conjure, right, Ion?
Yes.
Conjure. Okay, let me grab. Where is Kevin? Kevin is. We'll put you on mute. Put everybody on mute for this. Sorry, Ion, you were saying something?
It's going to help because the help is the only help that you can have. It's going to help. This will help you more than that ever helped. So good.
Okay, here we go. This is what Chad was doing, Conjure of Sacrifice.
It is time, Lord, from the dry dust, out of these chains, from the devil's house. It is time, Lord, take me from the dry dust, break me. From these chains, bring me. From the devil's house, take me. Out of darkness, walk me. Out of blindness, lift me. Out of sadness, save me. From my damnness, please, Lord. It is time, Lord, take me. From the dry dust, bring me. Out of these chains, bring me. From the devil's house, take me. Out of darkness, walk me. Out of blindness, lift me. Out of sadness, save me from my damnness. Please, Lord.
Have it there, Kevin.
Very good, thanks.
So the Conjure Sacrifice from the Skeleton Key, that served you well?
No, it doesn't help me, but it might have helped Ion. Or maybe something else. You know, maybe someone else. It didn't have to have anything to do with me. But you realize Ion did say he did have a bias, remember?
Did he? I don't know. He says all kinds of things. I don't know if anything.
No, I asked him if he had a bias, and he said, sure.
That was in relation to you.
Well, I can, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, I was talking to Ion, and that's all right.
Good.
It's all good. It's all very good.
You thought you were talking to Ion, eh?
Well, hell yeah, I was. I, you know,